Ready? I nodded. State your name and age. Camilla Dubois, 15. You're going to have to speak up. I cleared my throat and lifted my chin. My mother had whispered to me when we were getting out of the agent's car not to show any fear, no matter what they said. I held my face expressionless. Where do you go to school? This was a game. I was sure that they already knew everything there was to know about us. At home? He tapped a finger on the table between us. Unless you are being homeschooled for religious reasons, you are required to attend one of the national schools. The vouchers don't pay for a school I can afford to bus to. Too bad there aren't any public schools I can bike to anymore. Miss Dubois, your father is a professor at the university. Your mother teaches at the community college. Your family can afford to send you to one of the charter schools on a public bus. My father has been supposedly detained for deportation, and you won't tell us why or where you're holding him. He used up his vacation 3 months ago. There won't be any more paychecks until you release him. My voice was tight. He ignored this. Your family is keeping you out of the national schools for religious reasons, aren't they? Your father is Muslim. You should all be wearing the mandatory ID badges. I swallowed hot words. The way he was looking at me made me want to check my head to make sure I wasn't wearing a hijab. My family feels I can get a better education at home. My father is not Muslim. He's not anything. He's agnostic. He leaned back in his chair. Tell me about the night of your father's arrest. The National Guard took him on Father's Day in June. 2019 will be over in a month, and we still haven't heard anything about when we can expect to see him again. It's been 5 months. We need to know that he's okay. My voice cracked. The memory of that night still plays over and over in my head. I can't shake it. It's like the fly caught in a chunk of amber that my friend Charlie brought to school in sixth grade. A horrific moment frozen in time. 1 minute we were enjoying the Father's Day dinner of roast lamb and vegetable kebabs that my little brother and I had helped my mother prepare, and the next, Father's place at the table was empty. His food still warm on the plate. Guardsmen handcuffed him and took him away with no explanation. My eyes blurred with moisture. I looked down. What did your mother do? She called our lawyer. But that was after she had chased the guardsmen out the door, screaming at them to let him go. Only my little brother's wailing stopped her from following them to their car. I squeezed my eyes shut. The agent was talking again. Did you know your father was born and raised in Morocco? My head snapped up. I stared in astonishment at his expressionless face. That's a lie! My father was born and raised in Pasadena. No, he wasn't. But you know that, don't you? I can't know that because it's not true. I know you people think everybody with brown skin must be a Muslim terrorist, but this is ridiculous. My heart was racing. Was it my turn to be cuffed and hauled off? The agent ignored my response. What does your father do for a living? He's a professor. He heads up neuroscience research at the university. He's also a great digital media artist. He was working on a project funded by an NEA grant that he needs to finish. So how about you let him go now? What do you know about this project? Nothing. I was 12 when my father got the grant. I was too busy with my friends and school to pay any attention to what he was doing. The agent looked at his watch and stood, his chair scraping the floor as he straightened. Thank you for your time, Miss Dubois. We'll be in touch if we have any more questions. Relief washed through me as I scrambled to my feet. You're letting me go? Yes, you're free to go. I grabbed my backpack from behind the chair. Hopefully they were done with my mother and brother and we could go home together. The hallway was as white and featureless as the room I just left. I could see an exit sign at the far end. It was so quiet my boots echoed on the linoleum. A voice sounded from behind me. I inhaled sharply and jerked to a stop. Excuse me, miss. I need you to come with me.